Welcome to the Health Code Podcast. I'm Sarah, otherwise known as Sarah's Day, and I'm a health and fitness YouTuber.
And I'm Kurt, professional photographer and content creator, or also known as Sarah's boyfriend.
We're here to help you crack the code to a healthy and fit lifestyle.
We're going to be talking all things health, fitness, relationship, lifestyle, and career.
So it's time to grab your code books because we're about to spill some serious tips.
Really? That sounds so bitchy. You good?
So good it hurts.
All right. Welcome back to the Health Code Podcast, guys. And before we get started, I need to address the elephant in the room, and that is not Sarah.
It's the camera?
No. Yeah, it is the camera, actually. One of them's the camera. But second of all, it's our intro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we need to update that.
We need to update it. It's so bad. And oh, there's the ring. Sarah's holding my hand right now for those of you guys who aren't actually watching the video, which I'll get onto next. But I've been getting so many messages being like, you need to change your intro. You need to change your intro. Well, now that we're in lockdown, or almost anyway.
We're in comprehensive shutdown.
Oh, there you go. That's the technical term here in Australia at the moment. Yeah. What better time to do a new intro? So I think after this episode, we'll do another intro. Mm-hmm. It won't be on this one, clearly, because you've already heard the old one. So, yeah. Anyway.
You've upgraded from boyfriend to fiancé. I feel like such a loser when I use that word. It's funny because it's always been my dream to like reference my fiancé. But when people ask like, oh, is this sandwich for you? I'll say, no, it's for my... I just say boyfriend because I get nervous. I'm like, it's for my fiance.
It doesn't sound right, does it? It sounds weird.
I just feel like late. I'm like, oh no, it's for my fiance. You know, like Carl Barron. I just feel like a loser.
Oh dear. Also, another thing that I need to address is that we are recording this episode through a video, and we're going to upload it to YouTube. We've been wanting to do this for a while.
Every time, like, before we record a podcast, we always say we should film this one. Yeah. We should film this one. But to be honest, it's just like so much effort. But okay, this year we've really tried to become more organized and structured, and we just had a meeting about the health code and we planned out some fun podcast ideas, and we're just trying to be more consistent.
We have our producer Tanika involved. Yep, it's all happening right now.
We've got like a team now. Yeah. So this is why you're here on YouTube as well. So
Welcome. I think everyone is most excited to watch your hand movements while you talk. They're so animated.
But it'll help. So if you're listening to this and you have no idea what I'm talking about, just watch the YouTube video of it and you'll have a visual, because I like to explain things with my hands and I just feel like it's more interesting to hear my stories through movement, you know? So I'm excited for today's podcast though, because I think it's, without being politically incorrect, it's fun to talk about. Like, it's topics I like to talk about, like health and fitness and being organized at home, but kind of with a sad negative twist because of the world right now. So that's not the fun part, but at least it's relevant for everyone's life right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. And I guess we all know what we're going through right now. We're all struggling. We're all in the same boat. And this whole situation sucks. Like, I feel like today was a good example of feeling like a puppet in a massive game. Don't you reckon?
Today was weird. Yeah. Today, so let's just address the actual elephant in the room, more like the bat in the room. You get what I mean?
I see what you did there.
So obviously we are addressing the pandemic right now.
Yeah.
I know we have listeners from all around the world and everyone's in a slightly different situation. Mm-hmm. Most people are in some kind of lockdown or shutdown. Like Kurt mentioned before, we are in comprehensive shutdown, which essentially means stay inside if you don't have to go outside, but you can take your dog for a walk, you can go shopping, you can grab takeaway coffees and takeaway food. So we are allowed outside, but it's more like...
Limited.
But we have to stay...
Wash your hands, keep the hygiene up and all that type of thing as well.
And we have to stay a meter and a half away from everybody. Yeah.
Anyway, so we were at the cafe at Blackwood Pantry, one of our favorites.
Picking up a takeaway.
Yeah.
We weren't eating there.
And we're all standing there and everyone's conversing, and there was a few other people who have businesses, and you know, everyone's struggling at the moment. We all are. Like, we're all going through this, okay? And we're all standing there talking about our struggles and that, and we're all quite close. And this guy from the council, two guys from the council come past. They're all
wearing
like
speed dealer sunnies.
And they've got their high-vis sort of like vest on, looking very official and very scary.
Yeah.
Walking down the street, and he's like on a mission, right? He's like walking towards us like he's angry, angry man. Mm. Anyway, he comes up to us and the first thing he says is, "Move apart, guys, 1.5 meter distance." And everyone just sort of did it like, oh, yeah okay, yeah, of course. And then as soon as he left, everyone just looked at each other and was just shocked. Like, we were just like in this state. Like, I think that was kind of the first time for me and for you that reality's kicked in, that we're no longer in control right now.
And that's the thing. It's like, I fully respect that rule and I think it's smart and, you know, I get that's his job, but it was really confronting. I don't know. I know what you mean. Like, it was weird. The fact that we go to Blackwood every day, we get our coffee, we have our routine. There's a vibe in Blackwood Cafe. It's like upbeat and fun and everyone's friendly and pats each other on the back. And even just rocking up there before this council worker was there, it was a really somber vibe.
Yeah.
And the guys there were really sad. And so even that was really kind of strange. And then having this council worker come across and just imply these rules and you have to move. It feels like the movie Blade Runner. There's no, you just kind of feel like you have to get in line with all the other prisoners and walk.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was so bizarre. And we just, I feel like.
And even like the coffee shops around us, they're all shut, but there's like these Perspex booths.
Yeah, like they've made Perspex booths, like the one down the road from that one. It's got so a Perspex booth around it and they've made it themselves and like.
But I think we'll go into lockdown soon.
Yeah, it'll be happening soon.
So in saying this, we thought today would be the perfect day to do a podcast all about positivity. And that's the thing, like, we're not here to give you the news and to report on the latest about the pandemic.
You guys can turn on the television and literally watch the most depressing news that you've ever experienced your whole life. Like, we're not here for that. We're here for the positive vibes.
We're here for the fun times. And if you're at home stuck in lockdown, we want to bring a smile to your face. 100%. We want to bring some positivity to your life. We don't want to neglect or hide away from what's going on. We want to address it and be real, but we want to take a little positive spin on it and try to uplift you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we are going to be acknowledging the situation right now. So we're talking about our guide to isolation in terms of how to stay focused, healthy, fit, and happy. So we're going to be talking about fitness, eating, mental health, socialization, screen time, scheduling, routine, all of my favorite buzzwords. But before we get into that, we need to get into
the weekly wrap.
The weekly wrap.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, guys. If you're watching this on YouTube, I've got my notes on my phone here. So if I keep looking down at my phone, it's because I've got notes. Okay.
Yeah, I feel bad. I feel like I can't address.
No. we will do a better setup for this eventually. We just like today. We're like, oh, let's just wing it. Let's just record one.
You guys know. See what happens. We're currently renovating, and we're renovating a podcast room. So just wait for that. It'll be epic. It'll be more like more inclusive because this is very like.
I feel weird it being recorded too. Like, I can't just like chill out and just have it.
Like a bystander.
Yeah.
Normally I like pick my nose and like pick up my nails and chill out. Now I'm like, someone's watching me.
Okay.
I don't pick my nose. That's Kurt.
No, yes, you do.
Shut up.
I've seen you stick the little pinky, get it right up there with the nail. She gets a nail right up. We get long nails at the moment.
I don't have nails.
Gets her nail up there, hooks in, pulls out this big boogie and then gives it a little flick.
Yeah. You made that up. No, I know you did. That's not true.
It's true. It's true. Anyway, on to bigger and better things. I freaking love Australians. I love Australians. I feel like Aussies just have this like deep larrikin vibe to them.
Yeah,
like
we just can't. Clown. We just can't help it.
We've got to make fun of every serious situation. And I feel like whenever you do a joke, some people get offended by it, right? So just
but
take
not
this.
Not the Aussies.
Not the Aussies. A lot of the Aussies love it, right? So just take this. Just take this in your stride. It's about Corona, all right? And
if you're Australian, have a laugh. If you're not Australian, suck it up.
Yeah, it's all good.
I'm kidding.
So I came up with this term today, BC, before Corona. And this is something.
Grocery shops, BC. Carmen Collective. Grocery shops, AC. A show.
So before Corona, not before Christ, before Corona. We have this like this way of doing things. We just abbreviate every word. We come up with nicknames for people. So the things that I have heard lately are just so hilarious. And I just feel like there's something that we need to address. Do you have Rona? Is short for do you have corona? How's ISO going? How's isolation going? And have you got some sanitizer? I just thought I saw a few memes of it.
Are you an ISO? Do you have Rona? Got any sanny? Like we would totally know what that means. Yeah. And like an American or a French person would be like, a button?
Yeah. And then you could mingle it all together. You could say something like, my mates have got Rona. Have you got any sanny for me so I can give it to them? How's ISO going?
It's so Australian. If your name's John in Australia, your name's Jono.
See, that's the weird thing, right?
Yeah.
That's already a short name. But then we add an O or a Y to it.
Scotty. Jono.
Scotto. Curdy. Sezzy.
Yeah.
Cesar.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to more things. Do you have anything yet or do you want me to just keep rambling through my ones first? I'm going to just keep going. Is that cool?
I'm just saying we have a lot to get through in this podcast, so just keep
Let's make it a long one. Everyone's got time now. We're all hanging out.
Where have you got to? That's the best part. When people are like, what are you up to today? And you know, you like make the fake excuse like, oh, I've got to run here and I've got to meet my mum. You're like, I'm just...
Not much.
Washing my sheets. Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I have no excuse.
It's depressing. I'm really sad.
So let's just make it a 3-hour potty. Everyone.
One hot.
Put it on your Yui Boom. Put it on your loudspeaker. Do your vacuum. Well, don't do your vacuuming. Do your washing up. Mm. Do your Marie Kondo.
Mm.
Fold your laundry and just tuck her up because it's going to be a big one.
Oh, this is going to be a big show.
No, it's not. I won't do it like that.
Let's, first of all, let's rip on Sarah for a bit because that's always fun times for everybody.
Every week.
It's good times. Good times. Anyway.
I'm good to you.
Baby, you're good to me. All right. So you guys know we're doing the Reno series. If you haven't gone and watched the Reno series on YouTube, it's actually really fun. I've been enjoying watching it. It's just cool to look back on what we've done so far as well. So go to Sarah's YouTube channel, Sarah's Day. We all know that. Go watch our Reno series. Sarah's...
Here we go.
Look, with building, Sarah's a little bit naive, I feel like, and a little bit of a princess.
Okay, I would call it unexperienced and careful.
Very careful.
Well, I'm a mother, okay?
You are a mother.
If I get hurt, then no one gets fed, okay? You remember that.
Yeah, all right, fine. That's fair. Anyway, she comes, so Sarah hasn't really been able to do much work on the house at the moment because... You know, she's got to look after Fox. I've been doing like a big chunk of the work. So I'll go there during the day.
And I'm not skilled. Let's be honest here.
No, she comes there and she just disrupts everyone.
I'm a distraction. I play Barbie girl and I dance with the broom.
But one thing that she does is that she turns up on site with no experience whatsoever and asks me, number one, do you know what you're doing there, Kurt? Guys, I know you guys can relate to this.
Do you really know how to lay floors? Like, should we get a professional?
She's like, how about you just call a professional and get someone to lay it? I'm like, what do you think I did for 8 years of my life?
Because it's you.
Yeah, exactly. And then, not only that, then she'll turn up and she bosses me around and tells me that I need to do this and I need to do this before this. And I'm like, no, hang on a second. There is like a structure and like a process that you need to follow. And while you're on site, you need to follow my rules. Big dog's in charge. You go bossing me around micromanaging my time. Thank you very much.
I can't even rebut this because it's so true. So true. And I'm just going to dig my hole even deeper. I want to be involved so badly because like you watch The Block and I watch these home reno series. I'm like, yes, I want to paint the walls. I want to rip off wallpaper. I want to rip up the carpet. But do I really, you know, because then Kurt starts teaching me and I slowly start walking backwards out the door saying, I don't actually want to do this. I thought I wanted to do this. It looks fun when they edit it to Skrillex.
Right.
But in real life with other people's dust, hair and pubes underneath the carpet.
I don't know where the pubes came from.
The other people who used to own the house. I don't want to rip that up. It's disgusting. So... I am getting involved, but when my phone rings and someone says, hey, like, do you want to come and film this? I'm like, yeah, I'm there. I don't want to do it. I want to Pinterest and I want to pay the invoices and I want to order the tiles and order the stone.
No, but you don't even do that. You make me do the calls because you don't even like calling the places.